Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, our interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. It is a very special show that we have been delivering over the past 2 hours, Father's Day weekend. Always look forward to hitting and catching up with one of our dear friends of the program. That is Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. Happy Father's Day, Steve. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alyssa. I am celebrating a happy Father's Day weekend. It's nice for a change to be celebrated.
That's right. Man. Well, you're a proud dad of four, so you got a lot of folks that are celebrating with you and for you, right?
That's exactly right. Man, I appreciate it very much. I'm glad to be back on the show.
You bet. Well, the College World Series, it is underway, and let's take time to talk about longtime and legendary head coach Augie Garrido. He retired after 20 years, and now they're in need of some new direction. Where might Texas turn?
You know, I think it's completely up in the air at this point right now. Alyssa, they've reached out to the coach at TCU, and he's decided he wants to stay there. They've given him a big contract. Same thing with the coach at Florida. Same thing with the coach at Virginia. There's been a lot of talk about perhaps the coach at Oregon State coming down here, but I think that's a long shot. Maybe somebody from Dallas Baptist. But, you know, whoever is coming in has got some pretty darn big shoes to fill. Augie Garrido was the winningest coach in college baseball history.
Right.
He's been doing it for a long time. And if anybody can get things out of players, you can say that Augie could get the best out of players, but – the direction here is that maybe they're thinking somebody else can get more, and I wish them good luck with that. So.
You know, you mentioned who might be some of the possible candidates. What is the timeline for Texas in terms of hiring a new head coach for baseball?
Well, you know, it's a very attractive job, Alyssa, so I wouldn't be surprised if it extends through the College World Series because of the fact that a lot of the guys that are in the College World Series coaching there are probably in the mix, or at least would like to be considered for the Texas job. I don't think that there's a firm timeline yet. They just want to make sure that they get the right fit here.
Texas, as we had mentioned, the legendary head coach, he retired, Augie Garrido, but I understand that he's still going to be a part and serving the university as a special assistant to the athletic director. Steve, you've been around the program for many, many years. How would you summarize his contributions and just what he has meant to this program?
Well, Alyssa, I've been in Austin since 1976. Before high school, our parents moved here, and I've known two college baseball coaches at the University of Texas, Cliff Gustafson and Augie Garrido, over that time. And it's, the Texas program is very, very storied. It's got, those two guys and the coaches before them were also very well, good coaches. But Garrido's meant everything to this team. When Coach Gus retired, he led them to the College World Series. He led them to conference championships. He's developed professional players. It's just, and to be quite frank with you, Coach Greer was a good friend of mine. I've covered him for 20 years, and mm-hmm. I got to know him outside the dugout, outside the field. So it's going to be a huge loss, in my opinion, to have him out of the dugout. But at the same time, he's 76, 77 years old now. He's done his time, and I wish him all the joys of being retired. It's going to be. He doesn't have to think about anything but enjoying himself. So it's kind of bittersweet for us all, knowing that Coach didn't really want to leave. He wanted to finish his last year in the contract and thought he wanted at least to get this team going in the right direction. But he's taken reassignment inside the program as best as we think he can. So we wish him all the luck.
The senior editor with Horns Illustrated, he's been with Horns Illustrated since 1994. Steve Habel, a dear friend of our program, is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are celebrating the College World Series. It is amazing. The Big 12 Conference sent three teams, Texas Tech, TCU, and Oklahoma State. What is your perception of the Big 12 specifically with baseball and just the strength of the conference?
Yeah, everybody was talking about how they thought this was a down year for the Big 12 Conference in baseball. It was, and what it ended up being is that the teams were so good, they were just beating up each other. Any one of those three can go all the way. You know, Tech is built on power and hitting. TCU's got a little bit of both. Oklahoma State's got two or three professional prospects on that team. So it's interesting to see how everybody was kind of getting down on the programs here. But here they are, three out of the eight in there. So very impressive, to be sure.
Getting ready to wrap up our time in our interview with Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated. A quick question, since we're talking about the Longhorns. Obviously, it's a big weekend in golf with the U.S. Open, the 116th U.S. Open, and it returns to historic Oakmont. Just talk about Jordan Spieth and just really how he was able to bounce back from the Masters and winning the Colonial and just the momentum that he carried into this tournament.
You know, Spieth is a real deal, Alyssa. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And seeing him and how much he's beloved on the golf course is a pretty amazing thing. It's for a young man that's his age, you know, 22 years old, and his demeanor. To be quite, you know, I think he's got a chance. I think anybody's got a chance, really. Anybody who can survive Oakmont, you know, good luck to them, too. It's just it's really, really a hard golf course. I played it 3 years ago. At the 1st of November in the snow, and it was memorable for everything that it was and everything I wasn't that day.
That, of course, was the senior editor from Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. Big thank you to all of our amazing guests this weekend. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.